Welcome to Mindset Transformations with Coach Myrna, a show that showcases content and how to change your brain to change your life. A show empowering women who have been abused, betrayed, abandoned, or rejected to change how they feel about themselves and become co-creative sources, attracting abundant love and happiness into their lives. I'm Coach Myrna. I'm a certified professional coach, author of 3 books, a motivational speaker, and of course, your host. I know from personal experience that change is hard. In my book, Out of the Snares, A Story of Hope and Encouragement, I share my journey of poverty and child abuse, betrayal and disappointment, and how I turned it all around to live an abundant life. This show is going to give you the tools to do the same in your life. And today we have a wonderful guest, Miss Colleen Black. Colleen is going to talk to us today about how to change your skin to change your life. Welcome, Colleen. How are you doing today?
Good. Hey, how are you?
I'm awesome. Thank you. Well, let me tell you a bit more about Colleen. Colleen is the co-owner of Integra Life Spa. She is my longest coachee and also a personal friend. Now, Colleen Black changes lives, plain and simple. She changes the way her clients look, the way they feel about themselves, and the way they treat themselves. Her facials are an enduring gift of beauty and health. An inspired esthetician, Colleen came to Florida, landing here on September 11th, 2001, of all days. Poor girl. Born and raised in San Diego, California, where natural health and beauty are part of the landscape. Colleen began her career in Florida at the 5-star Ritz-Carlton in Naples, Florida. She was trained in the highest quality customer service and treatments in the spa industry. She decided to continue her education and training in clinical aesthetics when offered a position to work with Cindy Rager at Intriga Cosmetics. Cindy created her own line of cosmetics. Years later, Cindy decided to sell her company, and Colleen came to me for career advice on where she should take her career next. During our first session, she realized that she is fully capable of running this company. By our next session, she had partnered with a coworker and made an offer to purchase the company herself. The type of client I love, you do what you say you're going to do. That's awesome. So Colleen is now the co-owner of Integra Life Skincare Spa, which offers luxurious and restorative treatments based on results-oriented approach to skincare. Well, Colleen, thank you for being on the Mindset Transformation Show. We're going to try to change the minds of our audience today about skincare and how changing their mindset towards skincare can change their life, because they're going to get all this more attention and then they're going to feel good. So,
absolutely.
Look forward to our conversation today. How are you doing?
Sounds great. I look forward
to
it.
All right. So, we're going to dive right in and ask you the first question. How does taking care of your skin change your life?
Well, it's all about self-care. And we learn that, I believe, through our lifetime and different experiences. But sometimes when we're feeling stressed and running around and taking care of everybody else, the healthiest thing we can do is stop and consider how we can take care of ourselves as women. And skincare is a great place to start.
Yeah.
So, you know, it seems obvious to some people, but many of us struggle with putting ourselves first. We tend to put ourselves last. I think always women, we're in this role of caring for others. And we're raised to think that we should always put others before ourselves and ignore our own needs.
Yes.
So
that is so true. And I'm hearing that almost over and over on, regardless of the guests that I have on the show, everybody talks about the same thing, how women are always, you know, they're hardwired to care for others mm-hmm. before they care for themselves. And it's,
right.
it's, you know, it's a good thing that we love and that we want to care for other people. But the message we're trying to give out is that you really can't care for others if you don't care for yourself. It has to start with you. It has to start with self-love, right?
Right.
Yep. So that's awesome. Now, I learned skincare very early in life, and I will tell you that I am a huge proponent of taking care of your skin. You know, I went to modeling school when I was 18 and knew nothing about skincare other than washing your face with soap,
right.
which I've never done since.
That's right. I hate that.
I've never done since. And in modeling school, one of the first things they taught you was not necessarily putting on makeup, but skincare. And it has stayed with me since. And I will tell you that I look 15 to 20 years younger now because I started that early. So
right.
it's awesome, right? So this conversation today is going to be close to my heart.
All right,
so let me ask you, why do you enjoy doing skincare? What has been your journey? I know you told us a little in your biography about, you know, coming to Florida and, you know, working at the Ritz-Carlton, but where did the passion come from?
Well, my passion or my calling, I feel, is to let women know how valuable they are and how beautiful they are, because I think we're raised to be very critical of ourselves and to see our flaws. And when you're walking around constantly putting yourself down, your strength is diminished. And I feel like it's my calling to let women know how great they are, all the wonderful things I see in them. And so then they can pass it on to their friends and their families and to the world, you know, their value.
Okay. Awesome. So I know that you started working at the Ritz-Carlton. So did you have this all your life, this passion, or you just discovered it when you started that job?
I discovered it when I started that job. No, I was raised where you sacrifice yourself, you throw yourself down so people can walk on top of you to get where they're going. And that women were to put their needs last. And I married a man who I later discovered was a drug addict. And you know, I was there to serve him and save him and thought he would change, all that kind of thing. When I started this job, a lot of things happened. First of all, working for the Ritz-Carlton, I felt a lot of value in that because a lot of people see it as, you know, a wonderful place where they give incredible service and treatments. And then I observed women who would come in and take amazing care of themselves. So being part of that and talking to these people and them sharing with me the value in taking care of yourself as a woman and feeling good and looking pretty and having confidence really just started seeping into my being over the years.
Well, you know, I had a good picture of what when you said that because, yeah, I mean, we've all known that women with money, and that would be the type of clients that would go to
right.
Ritz-Carlton. They pampered themselves. They got facials every week and their hair done and their nails.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was even listening once to something about Jennifer Lopez, and they were saying
mm-hmm.
that there's this cream that she rubs all over her skin that's $1,000 an ounce or something.
Right.
So we know that when you have money, that's usually what you do with it. You make yourself look good, and, you know, you have these parties, and you look great, and you have this husband that takes you on the yacht, and, you know, we have this image. But I know we're, you know, we're branching off here, but what advice do you have for women as far as, you know, not letting someone walk over them and taking care of themselves when they don't have that kind of money to spend.
Yeah, well, I try to share with my clients that you don't have to have a lot of money to have good skincare. There are great lines that you can get at Target. There are great lines you can get at Nordstrom's. There's all levels, especially now in the last 5 years. I've seen great skincare at all price points. You don't have to have a huge skincare regimen. It can be 2 things you use a day. It could be 6 things you use a day. But if you're doing something to care for your skin every day in the simplest form, it's going to make a big difference. And I've seen it over the years. You know, some people, they can only afford to see me twice a year or 4 times a year. Some women come to me once a month. But when I see that consistency of caretaking their skin, the difference is incredible.
Okay.
Half my battle, I tell my clients this all the time, is what they're going to be doing at home. That's 50% of my work is what they're doing at home for themselves makes all the difference when I see them in here.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
And they can start at any age. Any age you can start and make an amazing difference in your skin too. You didn't have to start when you were 18. You could have started at 30, 40.
Right now. And they're 50 years old and they're starting to get wrinkles. They can start.
Right. They can start now, and the difference in 10 years will be amazing in what they look like.
Well, that's all right. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So yeah, now we're giving some people hope, right?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
All right. And what steps can I take today to change my skin immediately? We kind of like branched on that, you know, when I talked about someone at 50 years old, but do you have a general thing that everybody can do at any age to change their skin immediately?
Well, you know, I say, of course, schedule with an esthetician. Even if you only meet with her one time, I mean, that's a professional. It's like going to someone to do your hair or a personal trainer or anyone that's a professional. They can give you tips and tricks. You could take your skincare in. They can tell you how to use it because a lot of times we're confused because we're bombarded with beauty products.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can just go, you know, get a recommendation from a friend or family, someone you like their skin or they have an esthetician, and just do at least one consult with them and get some ideas of how you can start maybe changing your home regimen to make a major difference for yourself. And it's a gift to yourself.
Well, that's true. Right. So, all right. So when somebody comes in and let's say they're seeing you for the first time and maybe
mm-hmm.
I'm painting a picture where they've got bad skin, they're starting to wrinkle, you know, or maybe they're breaking out because there's always a trigger that makes you decide to go to an esthetician. Somebody tell you
sure.
you're looking older, you're breaking mm-hmm. out, you see the first wrinkle, your eyes are bad, has bags, there's some kind of trigger. So you would obviously take care of the problem. And what would you tell them to do as far as their home regimen?
Well, typically I go over what they're using. Some people, like you said, they're using soap and it's drying out their skin.
Sure.
Or they don't use moisturizer because at 16 they had breakouts and they're scared. But they mm-hmm. need to be using moisturizer. So it can be just one or two things, but it's very customized for each person because everyone's skin is so different.
Okay, so you would tell them, you know, what they should do at home. That's your tips and tricks. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of times when I talk to them on the phone and schedule an appointment, I say bring in all your skincare at home because most women have tons of it at home already and they don't know how to use it. So I teach them how to use what they have.
Okay, that's awesome. That's pretty good
mm-hmm.
value. And, you know, I will tell you something that I have pretty oily skin, and
mm-hmm.
I absolutely hate it. But it helps me, like I said, I look years younger, but it doesn't look good when I'm out. So I fantasize about getting cosmetics that's going to keep my oil down. And the other day someone told me to go buy this brand. I'm not going to say it here because I'm not
mm-hmm.
promoting anybody. But someone told me to go buy this brand of, you know, makeup. That's not going to make my skin oily. And when I was in the store, the first thing the girl did was give me moisturizer. And I says, "You're crazy. I'm so oily."
Yeah, so that's
I'm
what...
I'm so oily. I know what you're... So I understand. I feel what you're saying. And I know it's psychologically, because people always tell me,
right,
your skin is oily because it doesn't have oil and it's producing oil or whatever, but it's it's very hard to put oil on it, you know?
Right.
But I bought it. I bought the matte moisturizer from her, and, you know, it seems to be working. I haven't had it that long. But
right.
So can you comment on that, obviously, because you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, and there's all kinds of moisturizer. I deal with that all the time. You know, we have moisturizers that maybe are like a gel, and they have aloe vera in it, and they're super light with cucumber. Then we have oils for people that are super dry. So
right. Mm-hmm.
It's, again, very customized for the person.
I like that. Now I'm going to come to you and get some of those, the moisturizer with the cucumber when,
yeah,
when
you'd love
it. It's finished. Yeah, because I think in the aloe vera, that would be great. I like that tip. All right. Okay. All right. So let's take a quick station break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Mindset Transformations Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna. Today we're speaking to Colleen Black. Colleen is the co-owner of Integra Live Spa, and she has given us, or started off telling us, how anybody can change their skin regardless of where it's at in the cycle right now. And one of the best tips that she can give you is find an esthetician that you can go to so that you can have a plan, just like a personal trainer. When you go to the gym, they always say, you know, meet up with a personal trainer so the personal trainer can tell you what to do when you come to the gym, you know, all these other times, and you can't afford to pay for a trainer, but he's going to set you up. So that is basically what an esthetician does for you. And, of course, you know, if you're in the Florida area, you can meet with Colleen. So as we move into your second segment, the question I have is one that every woman wants to know is, how do we put off aging? I know, you like that one, right?
And I have an answer, and some people want to hear it, and some people don't, but and I live in Florida, but wear sunscreen.
Yeah.
Wear sunscreen. And I have this argument with people, and they'll say, you know, but I don't lay out in the sun. And I tell them, do you walk outside? Do you drive in your car?
Yeah.
Because you're getting sun, and that ages you so much faster. If you look at clinical studies, you lose all your elasticity. You get fine lines and wrinkles, deep lines. If you wear sunscreen, you're going to put that off, years of aging off. So why wouldn't you do it? And skin cancer is a big concern.
Yeah, well, you know, I found that out myself because, you know, I think that, you know, when you wear sunscreen, when you're right, you're going to walk on the beach or you're going outside or you're going to be in the sun for like an hour or something. Everybody knows then to wear sunscreen. But you, if you're sitting in your car, I don't know, you don't think that the sun bothers you. But I actually did hear about that. I did hear about, you know, the sun that you can get through the windshield of your car or through the window of any place that you are. And most of the products now come with sunscreen, so which tells you that, yeah, anytime you're going to be in the sun, that's great. And you're right. Being from California and being in Florida, you've always been in the sun areas. So people can even in the winter, right, you should use sunscreen.
Yeah. It should be every day before you walk out the door. You should have 30 or higher on your face all over. And body, but I'm all about the face. So.
How about the face? Now, 30 or higher, huh? So why do you think that most of the cosmetic places only put 15?
Because they want you to think, oh, it has SPF, I'm covered. But it's really not enough. If you talk to a dermatologist, they're going to tell you need 30 or 45. And then, you know, if you're wearing makeup on top of that, just think that's double protection. But it's stopping you from aging. I mean, it's a given. It's what you should be doing every morning before you leave the house.
So if your makeup comes with 15, then you should put on another 15? Or
Well, I just tell my clients 30 to 45, do a facial sunscreen. You can even make that your moisturizer in the morning and then put your makeup on top of that.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Good advice. Awesome. All right. And which is the one product that will give me results today? Is there such a thing?
There are. Typically, it's Retin A. Retin A, because our metabolism slows down when we age, and so does the replacement of skin cells. It slows down as we age. Retin A forces the skin to slough off, and that, again, forces the skin to create new cells faster. So that makes your skin look plumper and less pigment and more youthful. So Retin A, and it doesn't have to be prescription. A lot of people think it does. But there's all kinds of over-the-counter Retin A now by different names. You'll see retin, retinoid, vitamin A. All those are forms of Retin A.
Yeah, okay. So we've got, what is this glycolic acid? Is that around the same thing as well?
No. Glycolic acid is a form of acid we use to peel the skin in treatment. And sometimes you'll see it in different products.
Okay.
It's a different form of sloughing the skin. Basically, anything to help you look younger, it's all about exfoliation. But Retin A is the top exfoliator for at-home care.
Okay. So is Retin A available in any of the cheap brands, or is it usually more the expensive brands?
Well, typically you see Retin A, that name, you'll see that in prescription form. You want to be careful not to abuse Retin-A. You're only going to use it maybe two or three nights a week, and you have to protect with sunscreen because it makes you sensitive. But, no, you'll find it at Walmart, Target, lower doses. But if you use it often, it'll work.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. Yeah. Because I started looking for the Retin-A or glycolic acid some of the products that I buy, but it's very hard to find.
I've never seen that
particular one on the, the Estee Lauder products or those type of products that I buy.
Well, they're watered down a little more if they're over the counter. But if you look in the ingredients, and typically the titles will say anti-age or youthful cream, and on the back you'll look in the ingredients and you'll see retinoid or vitamin A or retin. Look for those ingredients.
And then we know that that's what that is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Yeah. See, audience, I'm learning as well. I mean, every day you should be learning something new. And I told you, I've been aware of this stuff since I was 18, but I'm still learning. I believe in skincare. I believe in skin. Awesome. All right. So do facials make a difference? Obviously,
not always the question.
You bet they do. That's what you do, but
that's
tell
right.
Us why.
Well, again, because you're meeting with a professional, and they know their job, and they know how to recommend certain things for your skin, which is very different from someone else. There's usually two types of facials you'll find. One is a very pampering, relaxing facial where they wash the skin, moisturize, massage, and that feels wonderful. And the second one is a working facial. I call it a working facial because it's results-oriented. So you could be doing peels, enzymes, microdermabrasion, microneedling. That's where you need to get a referral from someone and decide what you're looking for.
Okay.
So you need to see someone experienced and by referral, and then they can advise you on what they'd like to see you for, make appointments to accomplish what you're looking to do.
All right. So normally I think when you go into for your first session, you guys look at the skin and then you under that mirror and then you look to see what you need, and you might do the pampering facial and then you'll suggest that they come back to do the special one. Is that how it normally works?
Typically, because you want to get to know their skin, I want to talk to someone and know what they're looking to accomplish, because maybe they don't care about wrinkles around their eyes, but they don't like the pigment on their skin. So we need to figure that out together and then come up with a plan.
All right. Well, one of the things that I used to do religiously was have a European facial every 3 months. In fact, I used to prepay for it for the whole entire year. So that means that I would have to. And again, like I said, I've been involved, and that was one of the pampering facial things. You know, you go in and you get your exfoliation and you get your mask and you get your, you know, your pimples removed and all that kind of stuff. Now, how does that affect how you look when you age? Because it wasn't a peel. It was one of those, you know,
But you're cleaning the pores, so the pores will appear smaller. And you won't have as much inflammation around the skin where maybe your skin's extra dirty or pores are clogged. They're probably doing a little bit light exfoliation, so that makes your skin look more youthful, shinier. And it feels wonderful. It's very, you know, relaxing, and it's a way to treat yourself.
I normally can't wait for the steam part.
That's right. That feels wonderful.
Yeah, all right. So now if you were giving me advice now, you would say to me that I should add some more results-oriented things to the that European facial, correct? What would you suggest?
Yes.
Knowing my skin, what would you suggest?
Well, you know, at a certain age, we need to take more action because our skin's slowing down and it's not recovering like it used to when we're younger. You can kind of abuse your skin when you're younger and wash it once in a, you know, once a day and throw some moisturizer on and you feel like you're looking great because you are. But now it's time to do things that have a deeper exfoliation to get better results for your skin. So
deeper exfoliation, is that like a peel?
A peel or microdermabrasion or even a microneedling, things that are pushing your skin to exfoliate and heal itself at a faster rate.
Yeah, I saw you do what you call that. I saw you do.
I think we did microneedling, didn't we? For
yeah, you did microneedling at what's the word I'm looking for? You did a demo. Yes, boy, I can't find my words. Yeah, you did a demo of that microneedling. It was scary to look at. So, what does that do exactly?
Microneedling pushes collagen production, and it's basically like a mini facelift because you're puncturing the skin with 9 different needles, and it plumps all of the skin. It helps reduce pigment. It's probably the strongest form of exfoliation we do in this office.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. I need to schedule one of those.
You have a beautiful result.
It doesn't hurt, I'm assuming, right?
Actually, we do use a numbing cream for that, so you don't feel anything, because it is a little uncomfortable if you don't numb the skin.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's awesome. All right. And what are the key steps that can make me look 10 years younger? That would make me look like 12.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
You know, it's really interesting. We were looking at the Olympics last night, and there was this gymnast from China that they said she was 20. She looked like 8.
Yes, I know. They look so young. They're so lucky.
Yeah, I know. But all right, yeah. So how can I look? What are the steps that I can take to make myself look 10 years younger or any of the our listeners?
Well, you know, number one, I have to, and people are trying to say, but I think your happiness and your attitude towards life really affects how you look and how people perceive you. So I like to say that first, you know, for people. I mean, there's some obvious physical things you can do, hydrating your skin and drinking tons of water during the day makes a big difference in skin health. Deep breathing, because we tend to be shallow breathers and not get enough oxygen, that's a big one. It increases your circulation, so that's good for the skin. Exercise. And I'm not talking about doing any of this perfectly. I'm just saying if you can get little bits in your day and do it the majority of your week, it's going to make a big difference for you. Eating, watching what you're eating as far as fruits and vegetables, getting 7 hours of sleep is a big one for a lot of my clients.
Okay.
Of course, we talked about, looking out for the sun and protecting your face from the sun. And then just, again, everything in moderation. So you can have a glass of wine, but drinking every day is not good because it's dehydrating to the skin. So I think those are some basics to think about. But I really believe kind of finding what makes you happy makes you look younger.
Yeah, the big word love, right? Yes,
Loving
right.
yourself is a big
Yeah.
one.
Just yourself or others too?
Well, you got to start with you first, and then,
Right. And that's what we're talking about today,
Mm-hmm.
right? Yeah, our lives, not anyone else's life. So this might
Right.
be a good point to ask you a personal question. You
Sure.
started off by talking about how you were brought up that you should just do and lay down and have people walk all over you. And you started your first marriage like that, and then you woke up. So, how did your skin wake up from that, or how did your skincare change?
Well, I started having a very simple skincare routine. So I'm talking in, I was, 29 when I got married. So then starting my career, so early 30s is when I started my skincare routine. And just paying attention to washing my skin twice a day and massaging in some moisturizer and starting to educate myself on what would help my skin look healthier.
Okay. All right. So you didn't make the connection between not having somebody, abuse you to putting yourself first as far as skincare. I mean, I'm just looking for the connection there.
Well, I realized I was worth it. That's what it happened.
Okay.
I realized that
Now that's big.
I had an opinion about things and there were things I liked and that I enjoyed. Suddenly I woke up with that.
Okay.
That I liked wear, I love the color pink and I, even though my husband hated it, so who cares? I'm going to wear it anyway. Things like that. I realized I had a voice and I had things I loved and I enjoyed, and I could have those things. It was okay, the simplest things at that time.
Wow. Awesome. And I'm sure one of those things was if I wanted to go have a facial and he's saying that you don't want to spend the money and you're
Right.
saying you're worth it, that kind of thing.
Right.
I'm like embellishing here, but that would be one of the things, right?
Yeah, and I was enjoying my career was growing, and I worked at the best resort in Florida,
Yeah. Yeah, the
and
Ritz-Carlton's out there.
I was earning more money than people. They said you'll never make money at that. Well, someone told me the best place you can work is the Ritz-Carlton. They had a spa that was over 10,000 square feet, and they said
Oh my
that is
God.
the best place. And you know what? I went. That
Still
was
have
the
it?
first place. I applied and I got the job.
That's all. They still have it?
I still
Imagine.
have it there. It's beautiful.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you applied and got the job, and then you learned about you, learned about people, you learned about skincare. Because I know we didn't talk about it today, but I think in one of our coaching sessions, you talk about when you're doing a face, how you're talking to women, doing therapy, and you're loving
Yeah.
that. So yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. So you learned about,
I feel like,
doing all that. Sorry.
yeah, I feel like I can give so much to my clients, and part of even the giving is just being there listening to them because they don't have someone truly sitting and listening to them for an hour or just touching them. Maybe they don't get enough touch in their lives. Most of us don't. And that's an incredible gift for them also.
Wow. Yeah. There's a time they used to massage your scalp. They don't do it anymore, but this used to be amazing.
Yeah, it's so wonderful.
Well, yeah, it is. Okay. All right. So we're getting some really good information here from Colleen. Let's take one more quick break, and we will be right back. All right, welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show. Our guest today is Colleen Black, and she is the co-owner of Integra Wife Spa, and she's been telling us how to change your skin and change your life. So in our first couple of segments, we were talking about skincare and the sun and how to improve your skin, and then Colleen gave us some wonderful tidbits on some key steps to make us look 10 years younger. And we're talking about finding happiness and love and drinking lots of water and breathing deeply so you can oxygenate your skin. Of course, moving with exercise, getting those 7 hours of sleep in there, you know, watching out for the sun, not necessarily if you're going to be walking in it, but it comes through windows, you know. So you need to protect your skin from the sun. And, of course, drink with moderation because it dries out your skin. So those are some really good tidbits. And I hope you're listening and taking notes. And then if you're looking for an esthetician, then you can contact Colleen and have her put her expertise to work on your individual needs. So as we transition into the last segment of our show, I need to ask Colleen, what advice does she have to give to you about love? And I'm not sure if we're going to talk about love of your skin or just love the emotion.
You're scared.
All right, so come on.
Love. Well, I wanted to talk about, you know, we want to be loved for who we are, and we want to love someone. You know, we all have that need, and it feels wonderful, but we truly need to fall in love with ourselves, and you kind of learn this through self-discovery. But I found this with myself. I had to learn to enjoy my own company and take care of myself, you know, in all different ways, physically, spiritually, every day, to do something that I felt loved by doing. It could be taking a walk on the beach because I love the beach, or drawing a picture because I enjoy being creative. But until I learned how to love myself, no one could love me, because I didn't feel lovable until I fell in love with myself. Mm-hmm. And it takes time and practice, and that's a biggie, I think.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you that it's one of these things that it's a saying, but it's so very true, is that you can't give away what you don't have. So if you don't love yourself, you really can't love anyone else. And if you don't love yourself, people can't love you, because you teach people how to treat you. So if you abuse yourself, then someone else is going to come along and abuse you too. If you love yourself and you have boundaries and you have things that you do for yourself, then people will love you too. It's not rocket science.
But it takes practice.
Sorry?
It takes practice.
Yeah, it takes practice if you've been brought up to think that, you know,
being
selfish. Right, exactly. Yeah. And you were brought up that way. And, you know, a lot of us in this age group were probably brought up that way, that, you know, women are, you know, selfless creatures, and they look after house, husband, kids, work, and they do it all, right? And and if they take any time for themselves, they feel like that something is wrong. The kids don't give you a break anyway. You know, they're always wanting something.
Yeah, exactly.
They're always wanting something. Let mommy sit down for a minute, and they think that something is wrong with her. So
yeah, so you have to recharge your batteries, and I think self-care is a way to do it because you're saying, I'm valuable, and you're filling yourself up with that value and confidence, and then you have more to give.
Yes, of course. You're not irritable. Right. Awesome. Okay, right. All right. So tell our audience, if someone wants to book a session with you at the Intrigo Life Spa, how they can get a hold of you, tell us your website, your business phone number, and an email address if they wanted to maybe do some consulting over the phone if they can't physically come in to see you.
Well, we're in Fort Myers, Florida. The phone number is 239-437-8386. And we're on Facebook, Integra Life Spa, and we have a website, IntegraLifeSpa.com. And
how
if you need
spelling to, Integra?
Integra. So it's like kind of integrity. So I-N-T-E-G-R-A. So Integra Life Spa.
Okay, it's all one word?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, .com.
.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
all
if
right.
you want to email me, you can email me at Colleen Black, and ColleenBlack 333@gmail.com. And I'd love to help anyone out with any questions you have.
Yeah, that would be awesome because, you know, we can see that you not only know your stuff, you're passionate about it, and, like, you know, someone that wants to do some consulting. Then they can reach you and they can do that. Awesome. All right. Now, do you have a leave behind that you want to anything that you want to say? I have a leave behind, but before I do mine, do you want to give any advice to our audience?
Well, I think something that's come to me just in the last year, over and over, in little tidbits from my clients and my experiences, is that just to really live your life and listen to what your heart tells you, because life is very short. And I think, you know, don't be so serious. Enjoy, laugh, enjoy your friends, your family. It's important. And we're here to have a good time and enjoy each other, and especially women, I think to be there for each other is a great gift. So to cherish your girlfriends, because they'll get you through thick and thin.
Yeah.
I think that's a very powerful thing. My mom always told me that your girlfriends are incredibly valuable through your whole life. So
it's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. I've always been envious of the Friends and Sex in the City and even that movie Waiting to Exhale, because they all had four friends. You know, I've never had that.
Right.
And I know that it's people that, you know, have friends from, you know, school days and they go with them right through life. It's such a valuable thing. Yeah, it's priceless. So that is very true. All right. So, as you know, I mentioned, I've always been very conscientious about my skin. In fact, you know, everybody that I meet, the first thing I notice is the quality of their skin. And I want to say to them, you need a facial, because I hate clogged pores. And I can see it. Honest to goodness. All my ex-boyfriends would tell you that, hey, you know, the first thing I say to them, I'm going to give you a facial.
That's right. Happens all the time.
And years later, they'll say, oh, that was so beautiful, because it's the simple things like that that they remember. But, yeah, I love clean skin. I don't like clogged pores, and that's the first thing I notice in people. So I've been aware of skincare for a long time. And, you know, I'm rewarded with good skin, oily skin, but still good skin. So what I want to leave our audience is a little tidbit I picked up from Deepak Chopra's book called Grow Younger, Live Longer, 10 Steps to Reversing Aging by Deepak. And I know that you love Deepak. You just came back from seeing him. I'm so jealous in California. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he has been my mentor in spirituality and, you know, aging in quantum and all that. He's definitely one of my mentors. So what I wanted to do is leave, you know, 7 steps on that I've taken from his book. And basically this is what he says, that the mind and the body are interwoven. Changes in one immediately changes the other. So step one is to reverse your biological age by changing your perception of your body and its aging. Don't go around saying you're too old for this or you're too old for that. If you feel young, you act young, you look mm-hmm. young. I can tell you, because I feel 15 years younger than I am, right? So, I mean, sometimes I look at my, you know, my biological age, and, you know, and I can't believe my age, because I feel, and hopefully look it as well, 15 years younger. Mm-hmm. Step two is giving your body regular exercise. He suggests 3 times per week for aerobic, 20 minutes of strength training 3 times per week, right? So, but even if you just go for a walk because you don't have a gym or anything like that, you know, movement is good. Step three is feeding your body nutritional foods. And I think you covered most of this, Colleen, so you're right on point. Feeding your body nutritional foods, right? Number four mm-hmm. is eliminate the toxins from your body. You can do this with deep cleansing facials, taking warm baths, having a relaxing massage, and drinking 2 to 3 liters of water per day. Again, Colleen mentioned that. Step five is taking nutritional supplements. Vitamins are required to maintain your health, and some of them are not manufactured in the body, so you have to, you know, take it, you know, physically. Step six is mind and body integration, which is one of Deepak's biggest things. Meditation, yoga, build strength and flexibility, right? And, you know, Colleen just went to one of his retreats, and I know she's come back with all kinds of new information on meditation and yoga. And step seven, love, you know, that was mm-hmm. Colleen's leave behind. It's the universal energy of the world, and if you have it, then you're going to feel young. You're going to reverse the aging process. Love transforms your biology. Love makes us feel good. It is healing. It's good for you. You know, and I remember there's this one guy that I met this one time, and he said to me, I need to be in love with someone because it's going to make me younger.
He was right.
I am married. I know. He said, I'm married right now, but I'm not in love with my wife. You know, I just love her, and I need to find someone to be in love with because it's going to make me younger. And I thought that was so – at the time, I thought he was entertaining. But now I understand. I can understand what he's talking about, and I know you do too, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, yes. What was your phrase the other day? You've reached and touched the moon. So,
yeah.
I'm always going to remember that. Yeah, so, you know, you're enjoying one of those moments of, you know, love, you know, making you feel young and things like that. And according to Deepak, in one of his books, he's talking about that you can actually measure it on an MRI, what love does for your body and does
yeah.
for you. Yes. It can be measured, you know, on an MRI. So, all right, well, listen, I absolutely enjoyed our conversation today because it's on a subject that's near and dear to my heart, and it's on a subject that women all around the world need to have information on. It's not just those pampered rich women that can afford the Ritz-Carlton, but everybody.
Right.
And,
everybody.
You know, yeah, even the Neutrogena brands, which I
That's
use
right.
from the drugstore, can do it, you know. Yeah, you just don't use Dove soap.
That's right. Please, no.
All All right. Well, listen. If you want to check out any of our past shows, then you can log on to my website, which is www.myrnayounghelps.com. I also have a YouTube channel that you can also watch some of the shows on there as well, and that is My Helps, MyHelps. If you just click on that, then my YouTube channel will come up. If you need to be a guest on the show and you have some interesting information to share, whether you're an author, a coach, or someone that's an expert in your field, then you can, again, contact me on my website, or you can email me at myrna@myhelps.us, and that's Myrna is spelled MYRNA. So, and again, if you are looking for an esthetician, then, of course, check out Integral Life Spa. She is, like I said, I've known Colleen for a couple of years now, and I've had one of those special products results peel, and it's amazing. So, again, thanks for tuning in to the Mindset Transformations radio show. Check us out every week on Wednesday at same channel. Thank you, Colleen, for being on the show, and you have yourself a blessed evening.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.